the assistance process in Christ. I think if Jesus were alive today, he would be advised to repackage his message to be more attractive. A PR expert would say, less heavy on the potential suffering angle, Jesus, more on the eternal reward. Disciples these days might be asked to carry out risk assessment appraisals, fill in insurance forms. If anything confronted them which was difficult or caused them pain, they might be advised to seek counseling or debriefing. Mentors would advise them not to burn themselves out, or tell them how to set boundaries to protect them from the people they were commanded to serve. As a society, we are facing an epidemic of lack of commitment. Those who run organizations all complain that they find it hard to find people who will take on roles of responsibility, become treasurers, secretaries, etc. Certainly, people want to come and take part, but they will not commit to regular attendance or take on responsibility. Joining things has become too much of a commitment. Trade unions and political parties all are reporting a dropping off in membership. There are all kinds of sociological reasons that you might cite to explain this. Longer working hours, less extended family to help with childcare, etc. But this doesn't cover the childless, the retired, or the unemployed. No one much wants to take on responsibility or sign up to anything on a regular basis. They would rather keep their freedom and retain their choice to stay home and watch the telly or chat on the internet. People are now thinking less about wanting to be part of a cause or a community of believers in anything, and more in terms of individual pleasures and activities. To sum up, we live in a less committed society. If you want to persuade people to do things, you have to downplay the commitment involved. What would Jesus say to his disciples now? Just do what you can, as and when, no worries if you don't feel like it. Is this what he is saying to us? Come and follow me in your own time, no pressure. No, he didn't say that to his disciples or to us. He throws out the challenge to his followers. He told that bunch of scarred men that the new way of life was going to be tough. And they rose to the challenge, rose magnificently to the challenge. They were heroes and heroines, these early Christians, brave, self-sacrificing and unswerving in their commitment to Jesus and to the church. I think that to a large extent, we become the people we are expected to be. If you tell a child to be afraid of walking through a stream, then she is. If you tell someone they can't or need not do something, then they won't do it. If you continually warn people not to overextend themselves, to be careful because they are frail. Then they become frail and fearful. We must train ourselves to be brave Christians, giving generously of ourselves. We need to be willing to take a risk with ourselves, our money, our privacy, and our time, even our energy. Jesus told his disciples that they need not be afraid, that they would be guided and protected, since they were precious in the eyes of God. He reassured them that although their feelings and their bodies might be hurt, no harm could come to their souls. God's love and assured of his promises surround Christian, and so we are insulated from the worst that life can throw at us. Yes, we might suffer. Indeed, as typical humans, we will suffer, but we are dear to God and held in the palm of his hand. Our souls are safe in his care. We can and will endure. In a society that acts on to be lazy, self-indulgent, and sit on the sidelines, it is difficult to imagine people behaving with the courage and commitment of those first Christians. Now, I know that I can't complain about lack of commitment in this church. We are most fortunate that we have many people willing to work hard and to make themselves responsible for every area of its life. But we mustn't be complacent. As the outside world is, so every person may become, so even this church could become. We must be on our guard that the prevailing philosophy of this sacred self doesn't drain us of commitment to others and to God. We must be careful that the desire to guard our leisure time doesn't mean that we simply can't bear to turn off the telly and go and mix with the people and organizations that surround us. It is so attractive to discuss lack of commitment as making time for me. Our present society encourages us to avoid stress, to concentrate on ourselves, and it is hard to resist the urge to be lazy and not get involved. Jesus' message in this great chapter in Matthew's Gospel is that as Jesus' followers, we are all involved with each other, with God's will for the world, with his command to spread the word, to bring in the kingdom, and we must not let the siren call of self-interest and lack commitment thwart set purpose. So much for my comments on today's gospel.